By Deputy Abdullah Atom. Sir, you stated that the order to kill was only for those who had committed atrocities against Muslims. My reply is that in Surah At-Tawbah, Ruku 4, this is not the reason that has been cited. It is stated there, rather, that anyone who does not believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment and does not accept as impermissible what God and His Messenger have forbidden should be killed. And the only exemption from this is for the people of the book, that if they do not want to believe and do not want to be killed, they should be permitted to live a life of misery by paying the jizya tax. There are also other similar verses that I have referred to in which this very same intent is found. And although making security conditional upon believing is a concession, this further establishes the use of coercion in faith. For those intercessions and pardons which were given as a worldly reprieve are not examples of your coercion in faith, because they decide the fate till the hereafter. Number 2. The particular jihad that has been mentioned was against seven nations whose names have also been included. The Hivites, the Jebusites, etc. Besides that, there were many other nations between Abraham and the Promised Land about whom no injunction for their killing was issued except that it would be sufficient if they became obedient. This strengthens our argument that those seven nations mentioned were under such wrath of God as the coming of the wrath of God in the time of Noah and Lot, destroying everyone. Therefore, the command was given for these nations to be destroyed by the sword of Israel. The objection that you have about the innocent children that they died in the wars of Moses, it should be remembered that such is common in every epidemic. You have to accept that either Moses was acting under the commandment of God or, discarding this aside, say that the Torah is not the word of God. You cannot simply hang in the middle. Number 3. The reason for this objection to your religion is because the condition of protection depends on faith. There was no appeasement with these seven nations. This statement of yours is wrong, and all their women were not kept, though occasionally the children of Israel were permitted to save some and only those who had no one to protect them. And if they had not been permitted to be saved, this would not have been worse than their having been killed. Number 4. You have agreed that one who has permission to make peace, if he does it for the sake of faith, then some coercion would have to be acknowledged as being permitted. However, permission to make peace with these seven nations of the Philistines was never given, nor was the payment of a jizya accepted from them, and they were put to the sword like unto an epidemic. So you cannot compare the teaching of the Quran with them and cannot say there was any similarity between the two. Number 5. You said that I implied that the Quranic teaching is to cheat and rob the innocent gentlefolk. My answer is that I never said any such thing, and you must have misunderstood me. I certainly said that in the words La ikraha fid-deen, coercion that is referred to could be thought to be of the type which some Muslims, seeing a gentleman who greets them with the greeting of peace, say to him that you only say this to deceive us. You are not a Muslim, and saying so, they would kill him and rob him. This verse could be for such people. Do not perpetrate this kind of coercion in relation to faith. The reference here is not to the coercion to make people believe, for which we have presented many verses from the Quran itself that speak loudly to this. Number 6. It is a Quranic teaching that if under any compulsion someone denies God, although his heart is content with the truth, then, because of the denial and remaining content at heart, he will be spared from the wrath of Allah. Our objection to this was that this is adoration of the fear of falsehood that the all-powerful holy God teaches, and this should not happen. You can confirm this teaching in this verse of Surah An-Nahl, where it is written, Man kafara billahi min ba'di imanihi, meaning, whoever disbelieves in Allah after his faith. Number 7. The saying of Paul, I am a Jew with the Jews and with other nations like one of them, cannot mean that Paul was faithless and duplicitous. What is meant clearly is that as far as I can agree with someone, I should not be hypocritical. Therefore, Please look at this incident carefully in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 20 to 22, and Peter's clear denial is only of sin, and he did not curse upon Christ, but only upon himself. I do not know what anxiety stops you from even quoting the correct reference, and why do you refer to the dishonest Englishmen? Are they the New Testament? The discussion is about the Bible and the Quran, and not about the people who do evil. Number 8. I have traveled by ship and I have not seen, nor has anyone else, the sun set in any marshy water. As far as the verse that mentions that he found the sun setting in a stream of marshy water, along with it is the confirmation of the God of the Quran who says this, Yas'alunaka, meaning they ask you concerning Dhulqarnain, and we promise them that we shall soon tell them. Thus, here there is the confirmation of the same God, and so it is not just that Dhulqarnain found this to be so. This makes it clear that you cannot rebut this objection. This is not a question of idiom, but, in fact, this is against the normal use of idiom that the sun set in a stream of marshy water, because apparently no such idiom of any language or place has ever been that the sun sets in some marshy stream. However, the general idiom is that the sun rises and the sun sets, and not the phrase that you mention. And those matters that apparently manifest themselves in some form are given expression to in that same metaphorical form. For instance, when it is said that a plate of rice was eaten, everyone understands a plate full of rice was eaten without leaving anything, or it is said that the gutters are running or that the well is sweet or bitter. These are also such idioms that are in general use. Similarly, when it is said that the Queen of Sheba came from the end of the earth, it certainly means that she came from the other end of the land, which was on the other side of Palestine. What link is there to geography and geometry in this? These examples that you give, sir, will not bring into being the marshy stream for the sun to set into. The earth being still is also commonly understood, and people do not take exception to it, and the word of God is for the people. Number 9. What an excellent interpretation you have expressed about the days in Greenland and Iceland, and that example of pregnancy that you have applied to this is even better. It is astonishing for me how far you stray, deviating from the text. In the text of the Quran, it is written that you should fast from the white streak of the morning to the appearance of a black streak in the evening. Now, both of these streaks do not exist in these countries, and the example of pregnancy that you have cited, the period has been established by us and not in any holy book. Number 10. You, sir, say that goodness is not an attribute. Thus, when a person who is not being called to account does not deserve any good treatment either. The definition of mercy makes it clear that the person is being called to account in some way, and he is freed through mercy. It is entirely up to you to remain obstinate, but this issue is manifestly clear. Number 11. It is a strange impediment that a matter which is manifestly unworthy should not be so called. If we were to suppose that God committed an injustice or uttered a falsehood, is it then obligatory that we should not call God unworthy for such actions? We, for our account, will call these acts as unworthy, and that imaginary God a false God. We do indeed see that God has made it permissible in His word for human beings to eat the flesh of animals, and some other animals like lions and eagles have become permissible by the natural disposition of man. However, due to one such visible issue, his manifest justice cannot be eliminated. There must be a reason for this to be declared to be true, which we are not aware of, but our not knowing this reason does not negate it. Number 12. To say that upon the word becoming flesh means that the body also became a divinity may be your terminology. One meaning is that becoming flesh indicates to the manifestation of God. Number 13. Sir, how can you declare false our examples of incomparability and limitlessness, which is an unyielding fact? Are these two attributes not the same in essence, because absolutely incomparable cannot be from limitlessness? Time and space for both remain the same. Please reply after thinking about it. Number 14. We shall accept it when you give us the proof that there is a miracle in the Quran or that the Quran itself is a miracle. This reminds me of someone who narrated a humorous tale to a king where 7 handkerchiefs were unwrapped and spread before the king. And he was told that there was a headdress of the divine in these that only a true-born can see, and it remains invisible to the illegitimate. Similarly, sir, you have suggested that if we cannot see those miracles, it is because of our faulty perception. We are quite prepared to accept being abused, but we are not prepared to make a false confession. As far as the miracle of the splitting of the moon is concerned, you may not know that the splitting of the moon is essentially associated with the approaching judgment day. Furthermore, the tense, in yarau, is a tense that contains both the present and the future. And for this miracle, there has been no instance that favors or opposes it. Therefore, sir, who are you trying to satisfy with such examples? So be it known. However, there are many prophecies in the Quran, but prophecies are of two kinds. There are prophecies that are results of divine knowledge, and there are those that can be made by common insight. If you can present an example which is the result of divine knowledge, then we shall look at it. As far as the prophecy of Romans subduing Persia is concerned, that comes under the category of analytical deduction with simple wisdom. Was not allowed to speak further as the time was over. Signature English, Henry Martin Clark, President, representing Christians. Signature English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President, representing Muslims.